I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A document for the upcoming Synod of Bishops on Young People states that the younger generations of Catholics are looking for a church that listens to them and hears their concerns, helps them figure out their path in life, and fight the challenges they face. The Synod pointed to a March meeting of young people who stated they want a, quote, authentic church, and one that is honest and transparent that also cultivates a joyful and interactive community. The document also contains responses from bishops' conferences around the world that ask for help in guiding young Catholics in confronting the contradictions and challenges that arise when cultural changes go against or disregard traditions and spirituality. Audio recordings that seem to contain the voices of children at a U.S. immigration facility crying for their parents has been released by the nonprofit company ProPublica. The recording was obtained by human rights attorney Jennifer Harbury, who stated she was given the tape by a whistleblower and that it was recorded last week. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said she had not heard the tape, but stated that children being held in immigration detention facilities are being treated humanely and are well cared for. Both Democrats and Republicans are drafting legislation aimed at keeping families together at the border. President Trump stated that he has directed the Pentagon to set up a sixth branch of the armed forces that would protect American interests in outer space. Trump was set to sign a smaller proposal that would establish a way for directing commercial traffic in space and monitoring debris. However, his plans for a larger force has troubled some lawmakers and members of his administration who warn that setting up a military branch in space could lead to unnecessary responsibilities for the military, which is already overloaded by conflicts. Trump's proposal would be a long and detailed process and would need congressional authorization and approval. Almost 500 British priests have signed a statement supporting the papal encyclical Humanae Vitae that bans married couples from using contraception. The priests said that the warnings within that document, written by Blessed Pope Paul VI in 1968, have proven to be true. The document warned that if artificial contraception became widespread in use and acceptance in society, we would, quote, lose our proper understanding of marriage, the family, the dignity of the child and of women, and even a proper appreciation of our bodies and the gift of male and female. The statement by British priests proposes rediscovering the message in the encyclical, not only in faithfulness to the gospel, but as a way to heal and develop society. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.